when he seems confirmed in his kingdom, and only 3 days remain. Get out of there. Get out of there as soon as you can. You know why? Because there's going to be a river of blood flowing. There's going to be a river of blood to the horses' bridles. The holy city is going to be bathed in blood, because Jesus Christ is going to cause his sword to swing down, and he's going to slay the men, and he's going to slay the women, and he's going to slay the children and the animals and all those things which come there to worship this one. He is going to slay them all, and he's going to cause their blood to run out to such depth that the horses will be able to ride through it up to their necks. Oh, yes, it's going to be a bloody return of Christ. His garments are going to be dipped in blood. He's going to have on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the armies in heaven are going to march with him, and they're going to march forward to do battle, and to destroy, and to cut down, and to slay. Oh, all these things. Get out of the way. What do they mean, you know? Obviously, you don't want to be fleeing. What he's saying is, don't take another thought for the things of the world, to get your clothes. I'm sorry if you have babies, a bad time to have a baby, to be having to, you know, flee with a baby. I mean, it's hard enough to live life with a baby, much less to have to flee with one. Great sorrow in your flight. I think of the winter flight of the Armenians. In my video on Mark 13, I use that to portray flight in the winter. Nor on the Sabbath day. On the day of the Sabbath, when they weren't supposed to move. But move you must, because the fear that is coming is terrible. I'm not afraid. To me, this is not about... He says, let them that be in Judea. For the elect's sake, he has shortened the days. Whatever's coming. You know, the tribulation is going to be for us. The pressure that comes and probably torture and all that at the hands of the enemies of Christ. Or at least death, I know that. Maybe not torture. The nice thing is I know that it says, if any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouths and devour their enemies. So we will have some defense from God. So that before our time, we are not able to be slain. He'll protect just like Christ. And when they wanted to kill him, he would escape out of their hands. He would just slip out of their hands. And then in the book of Revelation, there's a little more direct confrontation. They just spit fire out of their mouths and kill their enemies. Because God's not messing around. It's not, you know, Christ came as a humble servant and he's sending out his ministers of fire. Because the order of things as they are is going to be broken down, burned down, and changed. And a new kingdom is going to be set up with Christ over it and his elect as the ministers of the government. They're going to sit with him in his throne and reign with him with a rod of iron, firm government, strong rule. The world is going to be under our feet. Despite the violence of its setting up, the character of that kingdom is going to be one of grace. Those that are left, so he has shortened the days of that trouble. So I went people, 7 years, 3.5 years, it's the period of time, I just watch the signs. Watch what happens. We will be guided through that time. I always think it's funny when people do timelines. It's useless. Really, it's useless. Verse 23. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and they shall show signs and wonders, great signs and wonders. Insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. But fortunately for the very elect. Not that, you know, a lot of time, I remember my old teacher used to suggest the very elect meant they're the very elect. But the very elect means like the very ground you walk on. The very shoes on your feet. It just is that kind of a modifier. The very elect. It means not the very, very elect. The extra special superty duperty elect. No, it just means that even the elect would be deceived. It's the very elect, them, you know, even them. You know, it's that sort of sense of just denoting them as being separate in that sense. But no separate group of election, like there's the elect and then there's the very elect. That's not the force of this word, like the very elect. That's not the way, there's no Greek word like that here that would say the in a superlative sense, okay? Don't believe those who say here, you know, I've already described the false Christ. They're going to say Christ is there. Don't believe it. They're going to say, oh, that's him. Don't believe it. Because when Christ comes, it's going to shine from the east even to the west. He's going to come and everyone's going to know he's here because he's going to shake the whole world. Though the false Christ is going to shake the world too in a lesser degree. But when Christ comes, every knee will bow. There will be no resisting him. When you see people resisting this Christ, you'll know, oh, that's not Christ. That's one other way. Plus, the resurrection will not have happened. When Christ comes, the resurrection is simultaneous. There will be no resurrection. Though there may be deceptions that may look like partial resurrection. You know, like he may have demonic spirits appear as prophets of old, or who knows? I mean, that's total conjecture, okay? Just understand. I'm just saying, prepare your mind. I always like to prepare my mind for anything that could come while preparing myself by resisting sin, you know, and by preparing myself to be ready to suffer, mentally preparing, exercising ourselves in righteousness. That's how we get ready. Don't be afraid of what's coming. It's exciting. It's the adventure of a lifetime. You say, well, that's fine for you to say. You're young. Even the old have a place. I look forward to being older. I hope I'm older when this happens. I hope that I know I will be because it's not happening yet. But I want it to come in my lifetime. And I hope that I should be in my 50s. Not a young man. Not too old either. If I was in my 80s, well, I pray I would have good health. And if not, submit myself to whatever the Lord ordains. The deception is so strong that even the elect would be deceived if it were possible. But because we are the elect, it is not possible. The elect are God's chosen. They are his church. The church and the elect are identical, except that from the earthly perspective, you cannot discern the elect from the church. Meaning that there are people in the church, like, who seem to be part of us, who are not of us. And I don't speak of the church in the general sense of like the what you think next door, down the road, up the road, in the town, right? I don't even recognize those groups. They don't recognize me. They don't acknowledge me. And I don't expect them to. But I don't acknowledge them either. I don't acknowledge that as being equivalent to the election by no means. What I mean is though the election is the church. Verse 25, behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say to you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not.